Courtney's Lord is Goth Funkcore. DJ. So you ain't gonna stop me from telling the truth. You ain't gonna stop me from telling the truth, yeah. So I don't super darling. Had enough of my shit and finally actually gave me what I wanted. You know, tried to beat me into submission. At that moment, I was so startled. Because after 14 years of being with my first super darling, they never laid a fist on me, and that was it was quite a moment in my vivid atmosphere. Sorry, but it felt like, oh my God, get it off of me. And in that moment, I did recall the moment of, I recalled a period there, a very short moment of lucidity where I was like, oh shit. I done fucked up on accident again. And then, like, now I remember, I know there had to have been a moment in there where it was like, oh shit, I absolutely fucked up again on accident, and just because I was feeling so shit that I didn't feel like I could take care of myself, because I was just lost in it, and everybody else could tell you the same thing at the time. They were feeling the same thing. I mean, can you imagine, you know, somebody living with me? I mean, what all do you think we're going to go through together? It's extreme. All right. Oh, does it now? Does it take great courage to say these things? Is it so easy? Is it? Why should I even pick up a lucky penny, huh?
Yeah, pretty much my thoughts. Somebody. And a certain somebody that I'm somebody in about is the one that has the mallet that says, you little motherfucker, you go to jail. You go to jail. And you know what I thought was funny? When I walked in that courtroom, ain't damn nobody seemed awake but the judge. I'm good.
Corvin Hayes, Lord Hayes, Goth von Corum, and I wanted to read you what I sent to one of the best friends I've ever had in my entire life. We are both on a mission, and I'll just read what I said to him, because I felt like this needed to be online for an anybody that wanted or needed to hear it. At the moment, I am thinking it's too dangerous for us both to be near each other. I don't know exactly, but I just have a feeling about it. At this moment, at least, I'm feeling we should stay apart in our separate realities. Because I don't believe in just one Earth, as they call it. I believe in infinite realities and being able to pass between them based on what we think about. Everything I've experienced leads me to believing that wholeheartedly. I think you are swell, and I believe in your heart, and I believe your heart's in the right place, but my truth is I feel darkness in you as well, though I do not feel it is anything warranting of the things I do to bad vampires. Even though when we first started talking, I had a spooky feeling at that time that you were one. I looked in the mirror for a while, and all I could see was love in my heart. I do access my shadow a lot to do what I feel I'm supposed to do, but I try to be very careful to pay attention to what I feel and believe. And I don't ever want to do what I do to bad vampires, to good souls. I want to think on this for a good few days and see what I find. There is some I haven't told you that I haven't told anyone, and I wonder if I should. But in my feeling, I feel it's too sensitive. I do not believe in positive and negative as good and bad, and that they are separate things and one can only be in one or the other. I feel they are inseparable because I've noticed when one rejects their own shadow, it comes through others to push and shove and teach. Positive and negative and what we make between. Also, when I've said I love you, it's because I feel you. I feel your heart. And I truly feel inside me that I love everyone and everything. And I do not ever want to cast hate on anything again, because I do not believe anything is deserving of hate. To me, hate is a lack of awareness and blaming of one's shadow projection from rejecting one's own darkness. I do not speak with anything that I know of besides the energies I feel. I've always tried to be cautious not to speak to things or beings other than the feeling I get from the whole of the life of everything. I try never to speak to what feels wrong or ghastly. I know now I have much more learning to do. I feel I've always been a karma worker, even from before I had any idea or feeling of what I was doing. I am a bit overwhelmed by all of this at the moment, and I'm going to take some time to think and feel further for what feels right. I know in my heart I trust everything, which to me is God. You know, well, this isn't part of it, but you know, that's what that is, everything. So, I feel I went to what they call heaven the other day. I felt all my cells revitalized when I hadn't fed my body for a while and almost fainted as I walked through the store to get a sandwich. And for the first time since I've ever experienced, everyone in the store felt really alive and living. All the things they said matched what I was feeling. It felt like I'd stepped into what they call heaven. And as I sat in my car and ate, I watched all the people outside, and they felt like truly alive souls, which I had never really felt before. I came to the sense that many months ago I was in limbo, because no one seemed alive. They all just felt like projections of me, and no one really seemed to mean any of what they said to me. I had a dark night of the soul in that time. I videoed it and put it on YouTube. It's one of the only long videos I've made that was exactly 22 minutes and 22 seconds long. I videoed it because I felt so alone, and that's when I started practicing teleporting to other realities. And it worked. Or at least I felt as though it had, because then everyone started seeming more and more alive, and I was soothed. It could be because I was just believing so much in teleporting and believing I was going to my real home planet, but who knows at this point. All I know is everyone where I am now seems truly alive. At the moment, given our differing beliefs, I feel it's too dangerous for both of us to be together in being. I could simply be projecting my fear of the unknown and just not trusting enough, but I believe time will tell. There is more I want to say, but I don't feel it is time yet, and I'm not sure if that time will come. In the meantime, I do not believe you should watch my content. I don't believe I can stop doing what I feel in my heart is right. I do what I do because I take what is given and I give it back, because I truly believe it is the right thing to do. There was a time I felt I had what some would say was possession, but for me, I feel and know it was because I was not listening to what I felt, and I kept taking the wrong that my exes, you know, my previous partners, were giving me, and internalizing it rather than transmuting it for good. I believe you've been taking in what I've been giving back to others when it is not yours to consume, and that hurts me because I do not want you to hurt. Frown. If what you truly believe is that I've amassed an army against you, then I do not feel in my heart that we are meant to be in proximity together, because I would never, ever fucking want that. I truly believe in my soul that I am here to help usher the slaves of doom to the light. And I feel that a lot of the things you say about God may drive many of them to further pits, because they are in such rejection of the idea of God due to their religious trauma, which I truly believe is due to the exchange of karma in the ones they grew up with. People try to offset their karma onto others by blaming them for their own shadow projection, and then condemning them for seeing their own shadow come out in others. I love everything and everyone, and I will condemn no one ever again. But I will continue to listen to the love in my heart and do what I feel is truly the right thing, whatever that may be. I believe in light. I believe I have a true mission, and I am feeling that yours is completely different from mine entirely. I do believe we are both here to do good, but I also haven't seen or met anyone else in my memory that has given back the karma that bad vampires try to offset onto others. I believe it is part of my job to be a soldier to cast it back in order to protect those who do not know how to protect themselves from it. In the meantime, I am working to learn how best to tell others how to protect themselves from it. And at the same time, I also wonder if the karma I offset onto the kind, And at the same time, I also wonder if the karma I see offset onto the kind-hearted is part of their trauma. I mean, excuse me. So, some of you may not like this part, but, you know, this is me trying to figure things out, so don't worry about it. Don't forget. This isn't part of what I wrote, I'm just telling you. Don't forget. You can literally believe in anything you want to believe in, and it'll start coming out. So be careful what you believe. Anyway. And at the same time, I also wonder if the karma I see offset onto the kind-hearted is part of their karma from past lives. I'm going to take time now to think and take notes on this. I take what you've said to me very seriously, and I hope this has conveyed that. I fear there would be an eruption if we were to get together, at least at the moment. I will study further and talk with my God and pray to increase faith as you've described to me, in through the nose and out through the mouth with closed eyes. Since I've been doing that process, I haven't needed to do my process of holding my breath until releasing naturally, which I find fascinating. Anyways, thank you for being truthful with me. I will get back to you when I feel I have a better idea of what's going on. I care about you a lot, and I want you to be safe. Bye for now. And this isn't part of what I wrote, but if you're listening to this, I don't give a shit if you don't like it that I fucking love you. There ain't not a fucking damn thing you can do to change that. So suck it, you beautiful man. Sexy.